Welcome. Today happens to be the, the 28th or 29th? It's the 29th of November. Can you believe we're at the end of November already? It just seems like a few days ago we were in July or something. I mean, that's incredible. I want to come out and say, too, as we start, I found out today that the country that listens to me the most is South Africa. I was like, wow. So I want to thank you all on my podcast, all you South Africans that listen. 1.2 thousand. So that's kind of like blowing my mind, and I'm really grateful for that. So God bless you, South Africa. You guys are awesome. And I want to thank you for listening. And I hope, and I'm assuming, that my podcast really help in your life and where you're going and keeps you moving forward. And I just want to thank you for joining me. I want to share that Tom and Sarah Ministries at gmail.com is a way to get a hold of me. If you know, I know a lot of people have been asking, how do I give into your ministry? That is one way to do it, and I can tell you how. You can message me on Facebook if you want to, and I'll tell you how through DM or something. I do have Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and Zelle, whichever one you want to use. Any gift helps. I want to thank my friend Carolyn for painting this picture that's behind me, this picture of hope. Let me show it to you. It's a tremendous picture, and it's up here, and I want to thank her for doing that, because that's what my ministry is geared to, is bringing hope to people without a hope. You can also help financially by buying my book. I have two books out. One is called SOS, A 50-Day Journey into the Heart of God, and that is a devotional geared for 5 to 10 minutes a day and interactive. So you can go and you can write and you can learn how to hear the voice of God through it as well. Another one is called From Breakdown to Breakthrough, My Journey to Soul Health. And I deal with things that you can do, resources you can do to get soul health. And you know, I have testimony of my trip to heaven, also my trip to New York, where I went and really went back into my history in order to be freed from a lot of the things that had brought me my nervous breakdown in 2018. So, yeah, so get those two books. You can get them on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. You can get it from walmart.com, Amazon, obviously. Or you can get it from me. If you get it from me, it's $20, which includes shipping and handling. And I don't know what handling is, but anyway, to ship it costs $20, and you get both books. And you also get a wristband that said, seek God's kingdom. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he says, seek first, seek primarily, let your primary focus be the kingdom of God, and everything will be added unto you. So thanks for listening to the commercial. We'll probably redo that. I'm resituating myself in the chair. We're going to probably redo that a little bit later in the broadcast. I want to thank you again for joining me. I was watching the Welsh Revival on YouTube yesterday, and it's an hour long YouTube. And Evan Robertson, it really stirred my heart. It stirred me to the place where I had to, you know, I was shaken a little bit, in a good way, and wrecked a little bit in a good way. Evan Roberts was a teenager who God told him to reach the youth, and ended up being that, you know, he couldn't concentrate in school. He couldn't focus because his primary focus was the gospel. It was the Bible, and he wanted, and it got to a point where that was the only book he wanted to have. So that's the book he carried. When he went into the mines to do mining, he had his Bible. There's a story that there was an explosion in the mine, and his Bible made it through. And there's actually, you can Google the picture of Evan Roberts' charred Bible, and you can see the char from the explosion. But anyway, on October 31st, in I think it was 1904 or 1905, one of those 2 years, Evan Roberts was preaching, this other guy was preaching, and revival broke out in Wales. And this gal was singing this song, there's love vast as the ocean, loving kindness like a flood, when the Prince of Peace is life ransomed. And a tremendous song. It's a Welsh hymn that was sung throughout the revival. And actually, Evan Roberts was one of the few people around at that time that allowed women to minister while he was ministering. He got caught up with a simple Welsh prayer. And I don't know it in Welsh. I was trying to think of it. I don't know it in Welsh. But it just said, Lord, bend us. And there he was in his pew, and he was praying, Lord, bend me. In other words, bring me to a place where only your cross matters. And we have to come to this place again in our lives. You know, he asked us, can you believe? He looked at his couple of friends, and he said, can you believe God for 100,000 souls? And that's a powerful prayer. And he was able to see the 100,000 souls won. I've been praying for one person to join alongside me to believe God for 100,000 souls to be saved. I was talking to somebody today on Telegram, kind of ironic thing. They wanted something else. But I told them that they're better than what they're asking for, and that God really loved them. And I shared the gospel with this person. I don't want to embarrass them or shame them, but this is what you need. You don't need, you know, well, how am I going to get money for food? And I said, well, give your life to Jesus and you become part of his family. John 1:12 says, to as many as received him, he gave them the power, the right, the authority to become children of God. And when you are in God's family, he takes care of you. The Bible says that a man who will not take care of his family is worse than an unbeliever. Now, are we calling God an unbeliever by simply thinking or believing that he won't provide for us? God provides for your needs. He provides for my needs. And he loves to do it. He's just like, it wrecks him to do it. It empowers him to do it. And so that's where we're at. And you have to recognize that you give your life to Jesus and he becomes your life. He becomes a soul. You become, as Ephesians says, that you are in Christ. Okay? You are standing with him in heavenly places. You stand with the Lord. You are in Christ. If any man be in Christ, you give your life to him. You are sheltered by him. You are protected by him. And the seven redemptive names of God belong to you. You don't have to feel that God is ever going to abandon you. Right now, I'm staying with a friend and I'm waiting for my apartment to arrive or to show up. And I'm believing God for the rent, for the deposit. I don't have it, but I'm asking God for it. In Jesus' name, $1,000 for the rent and for the deposit. And God can do it. You know, maybe God's pulling on your heart to give into my ministry. I got Cash App. I got Venmo. Go ahead. You know, there is nothing too hard for God at this moment. And so that's what I'm asking for. And You know, it's $500 rent, it's $500 for the deposit. Won't you consider giving into that? But that's the thing, is that God is your provider. God is my provider. I am grateful for each one that God asks to give money to me for or to. I'm grateful for each time God asks me to give. I give even though I don't have. I was walking home the other day when I had a sandwich from Jersey Mike's. I ate half of it, and I had half of it, and I saw this person, this gal on the side of the road, homeless, and I said, "Are you hungry?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "I give this to you, and just remember, God loves you. God cares about you. God wants you." And so our goal is to share the gospel with people. And, you know, and I'm looking for work. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking for work. Once I get an address, I'll be able to be able to get a job and all that. And I appreciate that. So, you know, and I'm only allowed to work part time. I'm not allowed to work long, you know, full time or anything like that. So I'm saying this to you because everything that you do, if you don't, and I was telling this gal, if you don't know Jesus, and since you don't know Jesus, you give your life to him and he will take care of you. What do you need? You need healing? Give your life to Jesus. It's the healing is the children's bread. I don't believe that Jesus only heals those who are born again. I don't believe that. Although that is their bread, that is their right. But every person that Jesus healed was not born again. Jesus had not yet died. All those in Matthew chapter 4, everyone that came to him, he healed. In Sychar, where the woman from the well was, woman at the well, in John chapter 4, those people were not born again when Jesus healed them. God uses healing to bring people to him. And that's what you want to look for, the opportunities. I preach the gospel unashamed. I preach the gospel of authority and power. I don't preach a gospel of tickling your ears. I don't preach a gospel that is bloodless without the blood of Jesus. I was telling somebody this morning that if you want to be healed from the things that have enslaved you, so to speak, or that have hurt you, you got to go to the blood of Jesus. You got to wash it in the blood of Jesus. I heard a preacher yesterday, you're not a meth addict because you lived in the ghetto. You are not a prostitute because you lived in a ghetto. You are not a drug addict or an alcoholic because you were born. You chose that. That is something that became part of your life because you were hurt. And God wants you to be set free from those hurts. And you got to come to the blood of Jesus, which cleanses from all sin. My desire is to see 100,000 people born again. I want to be able to present to God 100,000 people. Those of you in South Africa that are listening, send me an email, tomandsarahministries@gmail.com. And tell me all about it. Tell me how I've been able to minister to you. I need to hear those testimonies. Blew my mind. Last year it was Germany that was the main country. Where are my people from America? Listen to my podcast. Subscribe to my podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. God is good. Now, am I perfect? I'm perfect in Jesus, but I've made mistakes in my life. And God takes care of those mistakes. He already took them into account when he saved me. God is so good. And so Evan Roberts went throughout the country of Wales, leading people to Jesus and seeing Wales become a born-again nation. All of Wales was saved. The police department, you know, they had nothing to do. So they said, hey, we got a policeman's quartet if you need singers. The judges, if somebody came in because they were guilty of a crime, the judge would share the gospel with them. You can be set free from this thing. The donkeys in the mind had to be changed because the original donkeys only understood cursing and foul language. They had to get new donkeys trained with good language that understood the language of God. My desire is to see Azusa Street again. Millions of people born again, changed because of the gospel. Evan Roberts was a man who was so intense about the gospel. And then after being so intense, and this is what we have to be careful of, he collapsed in one of his meetings and some woman took him aside and tried to nurse him back to health. He had a nervous breakdown and when you're having trouble, family are the people that you need to go to. And I'm not just talking about blood family, I'm talking about people of God that love you. When you're stressed out, when things are not going right, instead of hiding, don't become isolated. That's the devil's playground. That's why the pandemic of COVID was so demonic, because it isolated everybody. You know? I feel that, I've always felt this, that if you've ever felt sick, just wear a mask so you don't spread it. But in that process, DoorDash got popular, Grubhub got popular, delivery was popular, you know, because people needed to eat. You know, people would have the, like up here in Reading at the time, Raley's would hire people to shop for other people. Like people would online would shop and then somebody would deliver it for them. And basically you never had to leave your house. I spent three seasons in Alaska. And those seasons, you know, and I also spent a winter in Alaska. I spent actually 2 winters in Alaska. And, you know, it was harsh. There was nobody around. I had to drive 1 hour to get to Walmart. I had to drive 2 hours to get to Costco. There was a local restaurant that was open during the day. But they closed around 6 o'clock. And those people weren't born again. And so I'm saying this to you because it's time for God to bring revival to your nation. It's time for God to open up South Africa. It's time for God to open up America. It's time for God to open up Europe. It's time for God to break through in Russia and Eastern Europe, and the Scandinavian countries, Iceland, Greenland, Canada, Indonesia, the Middle East, and the Far East. It's time for God to be poured out. It's time for the believers to rise up and be who they are. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, that's the Christian, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins, and then I will heal their land. I believe that we have the government that we deserve in America. The grace of God had fallen on us. Some of the greatest presidents that we had seen, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and others, Abraham Lincoln. These men were men of prayer. These men were men of God. And I'm not saying that they were perfect. Donald Trump, they weren't perfect. But they believed in the nation. They believed in what the founding fathers stood for. Come on, people. Wake up. Start reading your Bible. Start it. If you don't know Jesus today, today is your day. Today is your day to surrender your life to God. Let nothing hold you back anymore. It is the blood of Jesus that forgives your sins. It is the blood of Jesus that sets you free. He died for you. He died for your salvation. He died to set you free from sin. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, to set the captives free, to set the prisoners free. I'm here to encourage you. Give your life to Jesus. You won't be sorry that you did. He loves you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. Religion is a bunch of do's and don'ts. Jesus is, when you come to Jesus, you are then made alive in him, and you're not in a club with a bunch of do's and don'ts. You are in the life of Jesus. You are in the name of Jesus. You are in the body of Christ. You don't have to come to him perfect. You come to him lost, and he saves you. Would you surrender your life to God today? Just ask him into your heart. Jesus, just say this. Jesus, I am a sinner. I lost my way. I've done things that were against you. Forgive me today. I ask you, Lord, to wash me with your blood. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you that now I can be a child of God. I want to receive you into my heart. I believe that you rose from the grave. I believe that you died for me, and I make you Lord of my life. Yes, Jesus, you are Lord. Romans says, if any man confesses Jesus is Lord and believes that God raised him from the dead, he will be saved. It is your turn. Won't you give your life to Jesus? If you've prayed that prayer today, email me or message me on Facebook, YouTube, or wherever, and we'll get back with you. But don't ever let it go. Get yourself a Bible. Get yourself a church that believes in the Bible, that believes in God and the Holy Spirit. Won't you do that today? God loves you, my friend. Give your life to him. The Bible says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I want to open up healing right now by sharing a couple of testimonies. I had a team together, and we were praying in the healing rooms at the church I'm going to. And in the healing rooms, and this lady came, and she had one vocal cord, and she could not sing. She barely could talk. And we didn't even lay hands on her. We just said, Jesus. And the woman fell out under the power of the Holy Spirit. She was on the floor for 45 minutes. And she got up from the floor singing. God gave her a brand new vocal cord. God's powerful. Wow. Whatever you need healing for, he wants to do it. Would you let him do it today? Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining me today. And you're going to make it. You're not going to fail. You're going to make it. So again, if you want to give into this ministry, I've got Cash App, $ Tom and Sarah. I have Venmo at Tom-and-Sarah. You can email me, TomandSarahMinistries@gmail.com. And we can tell you how to do it. You can buy my books. That's a way to give into this ministry. I'm writing another book dealing with our identity in Christ in bringing soul health. And God's doing this thing. If you want to give into that book, you know, there's things I got to do. If you want to give into the book, feel free. Designate it for the book. Yeah, so I have two books, SOS, A 50-Day Journey into the Heart of God. I also have From Breakdown to Breakthrough, My Journey to Soul Health. And you can get those books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, or you can get them from me. Email me, tell me you want them. If you get them from me, they're $20 for both books, and that includes shipping and handling. Anyway, God bless you guys today. God is powerful. Surrender your life to him today. Just say, Jesus, my all is yours. Everything I've got is yours. Use me to further your kingdom. My desire is to depopulate hell and to populate heaven. And the Lord showed me one time, and I shared it a couple days ago, by demonstrating the kingdom of God, I torment the devil. Isn't that awesome? We get to do that. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.